informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Alana with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, a historic hotel in the remote Queensland town of Bolin was destroyed by a fire on Saturday night. The Bolin Hotel was the only accommodation available in the town, dating back to 1953. The building was a popular stop for visitors passing through Bolin on their way to and from other Queensland towns. Bolin resident Judith Russell says the hotel's pub and cafe were key businesses in the community. Fire investigators are still examining what caused the blaze. In other local news, young veterinary science students in Queensland are helping reduce the number of stray animals at Logan City Council's Animal Management Centre. More than 700 students have entered the clinic, providing them extensive training in desexing and microchipping surgery. Queensland Chief Veterinarian Anne Chester said desexing is the single biggest thing that will reduce the number of unwanted animals. Almost 5,000 dogs and cats were impounded in Logan City Council last year. In national news, the South Australian Police are warning drivers to be more cautious after 17 people have died on the road this year. According to the South Australian Police, distraction, driving dangerously, and speeding were the main causes of serious crashes on the road this year, causing for police to urge for caution. With distraction and speeding playing a major role in our many crashes last year, the critical message to road users across South Australia is clear. These selfish behaviours need to stop, Superintendent Jamie Byrne said. South Australians are being urged to exercise proper caution on the road and in the future.
Victorian farmers are concerned about land management after discovering that dingoes are being bred on their reserve. A small bushfire in Victoria's Little Desert National Park led to the shocking revelation that there was a breeding facility for dingoes, causing for local farmers to fear for their livestock. The claim that these dingoes will rage out into the open country and pose a threat to livestock is completely unfounded, Elisha Martin, a researcher at Big Desert Dingo Research, said. Elisha assured the public that the chance of these dingoes escaping were virtually impossible due to additional security measures. In international news, Germany's centre-right party, the Christian Democratic Union, is set to return to power, as exit polls were shown on Sunday evening. The Christian Democratic Union, led by Friedrich Merz, were welcomed by applause and cheers, as Mr. Merz met with supporters in Berlin after the first exit polls were announced. "Let's get this party started," Mr. Merz said on Sunday evening, declaring his victory. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thank you, Zedliners. This is another former